Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. You're tuned to This Week in Radio News. I'm Tom Rowe in the Wave Farm Study Center in upstate New York. The Los Angeles Times reports that the Federal Communications Commission issued a record fine last week to a nonprofit broadcaster for violating underwriting rules. The Cesar Chavez Foundation, an affiliate of the United Farm Workers Union, received a $115,000 fine and a one-year moratorium on new underwriting from for-profit sponsors on its stations KUFW-FM in Woodlake, California, and KNAI-FM in Phoenix, Arizona. Those stations ran underwriting announcements comparing an underwriter's business with competitors and listing discounts and urging listeners to contact the business. All that is against the rules for nonprofit stations running underwriting spots, which are meant to just be an endorsement of the station by the business, not an advertisement for shopping there. KUFW got fines of $12,500 in 2010 over similar violations, so they should have known the rules by now. Ars Technica reports about Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai crowing about how successful stopping net neutrality has been. Citing the new broadband deployment report, the FCC chairman says that broadband deployment is going great in the United States, and it is mostly because of the December 14th vote to repeal net neutrality rules. Trouble is, the new report only covers broadband deployments through December 2016, so the Obama administration's FCC is actually responsible for any growth in broadband cited in the report. While the commission voted to repeal net neutrality in December 2017, a full year after the period covered by the report, the repeal does not actually go into effect until 2 months from now. So the rules, which are not yet affecting anything, to allow ISPs to block and throttle internet traffic or prioritize traffic in exchange for payment are helping spread broadband throughout the country, according to Pai. In the future, when ISPs won't need to be as transparent with customers about hidden fees, that will mean more customers in the past will have better access to broadband, according to our FCC chairman. Gizmodo reports that the Federal Communications Commission is refusing to release records related to a video produced last year with FCC Chairman Ajit Pai and a Verizon executive joking about installing a, quote, Verizon puppet, unquote, as head of the FCC. It is, quote, reasonably foreseeable, unquote, the FCC's response to a Freedom of Information Act request said, that releasing the records would injure the, quote, quality of agency decisions, unquote. So public records are not available to the public because the FCC did something that, if made public, would hurt the, quote, quality of agency decisions, unquote. The video in question came from Pai speaking December 7th at the Federal Communications Bar Association convention. Pai ended his monologue with a video skit about how he got to be FCC chief that works as wonderful radio theater. It takes place at Verizon's DC office in 2003, where Pai then worked as an attorney.
Many people are still shell-shocked that I'm up here tonight. They ask themselves, how on earth did this happen? Well, moments before tonight's dinner, somebody leaked a 14-year-old video that helps answer that question. And in all candor, I can no longer hide from the truth. And so I might as well own it. Let's take a look.
Yeah, and the cover charge for this clean bus, as long as we get it by 2 a.m., there should be a problem.
Oh,
come
on.
Hey!
Hey, G! What's up?
I watched one of your Three Doors Down concert at the MCI Center last night, and it was unbelievable. Oh, yeah, you don't buy MCI for another 3 years.
Oh, right.
Well, what's up?
So I have to talk to you.
Okay.
As you know, the FCC is captured by industry, but we think it's not captured enough, so we have a plan.
A plan, so we have a mind.
We want to brainwash and groom a Verizon puppet to install the FCC.
That sounds awesome.
I know, right? There's only two problems. First, this is going to take 14 years to implement. So we need to find someone smart, young, ambitious, but dorky enough to throw the scent off.
Adam Marshall, an attorney at the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, can't fathom how the FCC cannot release the public records. Quote, to argue that this video amounts to the same kind of deliberative process that goes on behind the scenes in terms of an agency deciding an official policy on a topic or what actions it's going to take is absurd, unquote, Marshall said. Quote, the deliberative process is frequently used to withhold embarrassing information or inconvenient information. I have no idea how a draft of a skit that was supposed to be funny would impair the FCC's decision-making process on anything except on, I guess, maybe future skit, unquote. Ars Technica reports that John Perry Barlow, who co-founded the Electronic Frontier Foundation, died January 7th at age 80. Barlow was also a rancher and wrote some lyrics for the Grateful Dead, but is best known for his early visionary views about the Internet. Quote, he's the one that came up with the metaphor of the electronic frontier, unquote, said Mitch Kaper, who created Lotus 123, an early spreadsheet application, and co-founded the Electronic Frontier Foundation in 1990 with Barlow and John Gilmore. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is an international nonprofit digital rights group based in San Francisco to promote Internet civil liberties. The group, quote, provides funds for legal defense in court, presents amicus curiae briefs, defends individuals and new technologies from what it considers abusive legal threats, works to expose government malfeasance, provides guidance to the government and courts, organizes political action and mass mailings, supports some new technologies which it believes preserve personal freedoms and online civil liberties, maintains a database and websites of related news and information, monitors and challenges potential legislation that it believes would infringe on personal liberties and fair use, and solicits a list of what it considers abusive patents with intentions to defeat those that it considers without merit, unquote, according to Wikipedia. Quote, it is no exaggeration to say that major parts of the Internet we all know and love today exist and thrive because of Barlow's vision and leadership, unquote. Cindy Cohn, the group's executive director, wrote in a blog post after his death. Quote, he always saw the Internet as a fundamental place of freedom, where voices long silenced can find an audience and people can connect with others regardless of physical distance. What he saw in the early Internet was the idea that we could transcend our bodies regardless of who we were or where we were, unquote, she told Ars Technica. Quote, John Anderson reports for DIYmedia.net that only about 15% of radio stations have gone HD, high definition, and many of them switched to HD and then abandoned the format. Less than half of all new cars in America can receive HD radio, and there are virtually no HD radio receivers out of automobiles. In an ideal world, HD radio could be useful. Stations can broadcast two or three different signals on one channel, and the metadata of song titles and program information is also transmitted. But long ago, the U.S. chose one bad way to do HD, while the rest of the world picked a better option. What's worse, because so few stations broadcast high-definition radio signals, those that do transmit do so with a hybrid digital signal, combining analog and an HD signal. The results are not pretty. Many cars that could receive HD radio instead have problems with the hybrid signals, and, quote, the dealer fix is to lock the car HD radios into analog-only mode to resolve it, and that's bad for broadcasters, unquote, according to David Day, president of audio conditioner Orban Labs. Instead, radio listeners are more likely to soon be able to get a new, quote, European-developed system that allows compatible receivers to switch between the station's over-the-air signal and its internet stream depending on the quality of reception, unquote. Full disclosure, John Anderson is on the board of our parent nonprofit group, Wavefarm. I'm Tom Rowe for Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.